The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, better known as BAMP, is giving no ringing endorsement to the legalizing of medicinal marijuana in Barbados. Its concerns are reflected in views which its president, Dr. Abdon Da Silva, has put before a joint select committee of Parliament that has been taking public comment on the Medicinal Cannabis Industry Bill 2019. Dr. Da Silva said he saw nothing in the bill to address the issue of the synthetic preparation of marijuana drugs, which he said he understands that the Barbados Drug Service is in the process of bringing into the country. He also cited a need for closer collaboration between the Ministries of Health and Agriculture.
A minister in the Act speaks to the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security. And with all due respect, I'm wondering if this is to be assumed that the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security now has the responsibility for health-related matters. Am I to interpret this as an attempt to divorce the profession from the Ministry of Health and marry it to the Ministry of Food and Wellness, Food and Food Security?
The BAMP chief was of the view that the bill appears to protect those who are designing the industry rather than those who prescribe and administer the product.
And it is our recommendation that users should have some responsibility here, and that users should at least be required to sign the document that states that they understand that consumption may lead to harm that is not currently known.
And he doesn't believe that Barbados has the analytical services to monitor conventional drugs, far less the new marijuana ones that are likely to come in.
Our concerns are really, again, not only with regulatory changes to allow the access to cannabis and cannabinoids for medical use, but I would certainly urge the committee to think of all the other risks and benefits for the patient, and to take into account the potential broader social and public health impacts. And some have been discussed here, the question of impaired driving, the question as to whether or not people will now see the legalization of cannabis as a medicinal product, that it is safe, and whether or not it would be construed by some people as a useful thing to do, and there is some evidence that there may be increases in the use of the drug consequent to such a decision.
BAMP said it had but a limited time to prepare for its presentation before the select committee. Opposition leader Dr. Joseph Atherley said he wanted the committee to hear more from the doctors.
The matters relative to the issue of non-institutional care or treatment of persons, which is addressed in this bill, which I think threw up some challenges, if one especially considers the culture in which we operate. There are issues with definitions in this bill.
His opposition colleague on the select committee, Senator Caswell Franklin, asked Dr. Da Silva to expand on the issue of possible poisoning from marijuana use.
That poisoning I refer to in my thing, it's very well documented, particularly in the United States, that in states where it has been legalized, there has been a tremendous increase in emergency room attendances of children who have accidentally used marijuana and marijuana products. And as a word of caution there to the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security, I think the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security should pay particular attention to the development of the industry where it relates to edibles. That's going to be a huge problem. The food scientists are already working to provide things. We can now go to the movies and get marijuana-based popcorn. The Canadians are now talking about marijuana-based beer. Coca-Cola, I think, has jumped in on the industry. We have marijuana-based gummy bears that are targeted for children. We have marijuana-based ice cream. It's not called a Klondike bar, which is a sandwich of ice cream and chocolate. It's called a Klondike bar. So marketing now has sleight of hand in the food industry, and we have to be particularly concerned about that as well.
President of BAMP, Dr. Abdon Da Silva, speaking before the Joint Select Committee on Medicinal Marijuana in Barbados. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.